So some things happened. The Caden Proctor thing, mainly. Did everybody's money get stolen? No. We're going to get the clarification on that from this man, Brad Heinrichs, today. He took on the collective basically by himself. He's trying to keep Iowa at the forefront of the nation's football programs and more. And we're going to get an update from him on all things Swarm Collective today. Enjoy the episode. Have a day. Let's go. It is what it is. Oh, it says we're.
I'm not saving lives or whatever he does. So,
Well. Let's. Whoa, he's not saving lives either.
He's taken people who slipped on the sidewalk and just helping out, making sure they get the right knee parts back in their replacement.
Okay. All right. Striker.
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, welcome into the Wash Up Walk-Ons podcast. Another episode here. Brad Heinrichs, leader of the Swarm Collective, joins for the third time. I believe you've been on, Brad. We had you on when it happened, when it all came out. Then we had you on like after that initial season. And now we have you back in an interesting time. I'm sure when I texted you, I said, oh God, Brad, you're probably getting all of the text messages. This will come out next Monday. So about a week and a half, 2 weeks on the heels of the Caden Proctor third flip. I'm not sure how many flips at this point. What's your life like nowadays? Was that crazy for you?
It was crazy for me. I didn't see it coming, and I don't know that many people did. So, that was a crazy day. And I'll tell you, it's very rare when you are in a situation where you know the internet is about to blow up, and you're just wondering. I wonder when the news is going to come out and the internet is just going to explode.
Yeah.
And I was just waiting. I'm like, I'm going to give it a few hours. And then if somebody's going to say something, then it's just going to blow up. And that's exactly what happened.
Is that you knew just a few hours before it?
I knew the morning of, and what's amazing to me is the morning it happened. Okay. And it took everybody by surprise, or at least everybody at Iowa football. And
yeah, that's what I heard too.
And then that same day is when the internet blew up. So it's not like it happened 2 or 3 days before, or, you know, and it just took a while for it to finally leak. No, it happened within hours of it happening. The internet blew up. So, yeah, and so did my phone.
Why do you subject yourself to this stuff?
That's a great question. I love my alma mater, and I really like the coaching staffs and helping out the players to get paid to do something they love to do, and forcing them, or asking them, maybe not forcing, insisting that they do good things for charity along the way. That's been fulfilling for me.
Has there ever been a point during this process? Cause I'm sure there's been plenty that you, not that you wouldn't understand that, cause you're a businessman and you know, you're always going to run into unexpected obstacles and hiccups, let's call it.
Sure.
But has there ever been a point during this process, could have been the second week you were into it or now this whole thing that went down, where you're like, boy, it'd be nice if somebody else was running this thing, you know?
I've had those moments, but they're not at the times when you think. I have the moments when we get, like, for example, when the Caden Proctor May Come to Iowa talk was happening, and people started making donations to the Swarm, what I would love to see, right? Yeah. Unfortunately for me, a lot of those donations were coming in $5 at a time. And, you know, if you're running a business and you're running the books, I've got to record every one of those $5 donations.
Eesh.
on my QuickBooks. You know, you get 2,000 donations of $5. Well, I appreciated the donations. You know, having to type all of those in, there's part of me that's kind of going, all right, what did I just sign myself up for here?
Is
but anyway,
because we sort of talked about it on the last few episodes that you've done. You're running a lean operation, right?
Trying to, yeah.
In those moments, do you ever consider just getting a little bit less lean? Like, man, it'd be nice to have one more person on staff.
Yeah, and we do have some interns that are, you know, marketing people at Iowa that are trying to get. I mean, Grant, you probably understand the concept, right? You know, you're going to work for very little, if anything, and you want to get something for your resume, and next thing you know, you're the star of the show, right, Grant?
I don't know. Do you have your interns for 15 months? Is that the usual span of time for unpaid internships?
It could be. you know, usually a year at least, and then they graduate and leave. And
we're waiting on that. We're waiting on him to leave.
Yeah. I don't think you can leave now, Grant. You're kind of a
dude. He's priced in.
You're one of the stars of the show at this point.
Oh, you're too kind.
You're the guy that comes in and asks the really good questions at the end. See, I listen to you, to your podcast. I know how this works.
Tyler and Kevin
ask all the questions up front, and then Grant comes in with the haymaker zingers at the very end.
He just lets it build. Just juicy questions
build. You build to the crescendo, and here comes Grant.
Man, I might have to talk to you, Brad, on running a business and keeping Grant around, keeping good people around. We'll talk about that maybe later. But it's been a crazy. I know that through this, gosh, just through us doing this podcast, the amount of connections that I've made, with former alumni football players, but also just people inside the Hawkeye community. I can't imagine the amount of contacts you've made.
Yeah.
Literally put numbers in your phone. Like, okay, now I know, and I talk to all these people.
Well, I'll give you a fun one. So I was talking to Caden's agents again this weekend, you know, trying to figure out the offboarding and all of this. Right. And I had a phone call, a call set up with his agents, and for whatever time it was, and I was in Vegas with my buddies for March Madness. So,
oh hell yeah! How's the bracket doing, by the way?
No brackets. I just made a bunch of bets on the basketball games. While
how the bets doing?
I actually did pretty well.
Let's go!
I'm not sure how or why, but I did. And I had a call with his agent, and so I, you know, had to like temper my drinking a little bit so that, you know, I wasn't sloppy for this phone call. I had to get it out of the way before we could let the floodgates open. But in any event, I'm waiting for this call, and I called him, got sent to voicemail. Then he sends me a text and a screenshot, and it says, and it's a picture of his phone that he's on the phone with Aaron Rodgers. Apparently he's Aaron Rodgers' agent too. And so he's been on the phone with Aaron Rodgers. So he's like, I gotta stay on this call. I'll call you back.
You're second to A-Rod.
I guess, when I did talk to him, I guess I asked him, I said, how is, you know, you're the agent of a vice presidential candidate.
yeah. How about that?
All right.
He's busy being a campaign manager now.
Yeah, I guess. But anyway, these agents are something.
That's wild. So these kids have legit agents, because you can have one of those
they almost all have agents now.
Wow.
It's rare that I'm actually talking to a kid and his parents. It's just rare. In year one, half the time that was the case. Now, I talk to the agents of players on our own team.
Dude, I mean,
right?
Has this warped your perception of what the game of college football is?
I don't think it warped it. I think it's made it more real, though.
Yeah.
This is a business, and you know, these football coaches are in the business of winning football games, and they can only do it when they have good players. And so I've learned how important NIL is in that game at this point. In fact, it's almost everything. It's not everything, but it's a lot of everything, a whole bunch of it, a high percentage of it. And our coaches all understand that.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, they do. And the people that you might think wouldn't embrace it have embraced it.
I think a lot of people question that too. You get these, you know, I see you on Twitter. You're active. You see all of these. And I know that Twitter's just a cesspool. But you'll see people on Twitter that just like they're so convicted in these opinions that they have, like, oh, I know old Kirk. I know Fran, and they're just too old. There's no way they're doing the things they need to be doing with NIL. And like,
that's right.
I just imagine, sometimes I think about you or other people like you with a little bit more inside info, and I'm just like, I wonder what they think about this. Like, you, it's hard to ignore.
There's a lot of times when I want to respond to something on Twitter, and I give myself a policy that I need to wait at least an hour.
That's a good policy.
Because there's several times I want to go, you know, you dumb idiot, you don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Yep.
You need to shut up. But yeah. There's not a lot of good that comes from those kinds of comments.
So there's no good.
You know, I just kind of refrain. But yeah, there's a lot of misinformation out there. In fact, you know, some of these Barstool things I'll read, like, you know, Caden Proctor got $500,000 and he left, and the NIL got screwed at Iowa and all this stuff. I'm like, you guys, come on.
And that stuff doesn't help either, right?
Like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't. Because a lot of people feel like where there's smoke, there's fire. And yeah. People like wish things into existence. What I was talking to Tyler Barnes the other day, and I said, I just can't believe how many people just make up shit and put it out there as fact, and then it spreads, and people say, well, I read it out there, so it must be true. And I'm thinking, whose mind actually came up with that in the first place?
No repercussions either.
No repercussions, and it's just out there, and then it's up to me to decide, do I want to, you know, how do I want to respond to this? And you know, people criticized me because I didn't come out until the next day to really address what happened.
Like a whole 24 hours, you know?
Yeah, right. You know, and they're like, well, I'm sorry, you could have done this the day of. And frankly, the reason I didn't is not for the reasons that you might think. The reason I didn't was because I'm like, this is still an 18 or 19 year old kid we're talking about here. He may wake up the next morning and go, oh man, I think I screwed up here. I'm going to go, you know what I mean? Because if the minute I come out and started talking about this and what have you, it's harder to walk back, right? And it makes it way more fun. His agent had no idea. His agent had no clue that this was happening. Caught completely by surprise. Which, I mean, okay. Let's face it. You know, and I think Caden even said he's going to transfer back there this spring. Well, I know Alabama probably doesn't have the same standards that we have in terms of, like,
I don't think so.
You know, academics, but I don't think even at Alabama you can enroll in a class at like the last week of March.
No, there's rules.
And actually get credits for it.
It was,
you know, how are you going to pull that off? So he's going to have to go to Iowa for the rest of this semester, man, and get credits in order to be eligible to play football this fall at Alabama or wherever else he decides to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So
he might be lifting weights in your garage and you're just not telling anybody, Tyler, because I don't know where he's lifting weights and working out.
I heard that rumor too. So funny you bring that up.
That is weird.
Oh, interesting. That's probably what's going to end up next on the internet, is that Kluver is hosting Proctor in his garage and helping him train for football season this fall.
I was contacted by Caden Proctor. You're right. Yep, that's true. It's all true.
It's all true.
And it's funny because I make a percentage, and so now I've taken swarm money. Actually, no, all kidding, all jokes. I haven't seen any 6'8", 400-pound linemen in my garage recently, at least. Yeah. That'd be cool. So it sounds like the way you're kind of talking about it, his agent didn't know, you didn't know, this all, you know, kind of inside Iowa football. I also heard the same thing. It was like, it was quite literally, he was there at a team dinner the night before, and the next morning he didn't show up and he left the group text and he's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, he got absolutely pummeled on social media.
Yeah.
He doesn't need any more of that. Huh. It was a very short time for you. We were all 18, 19 years old at one point. And I was pretty dumb. Stuff's still pretty dumb. But it's just like, man, it just seems like a very confused sort of, like, doesn't really know where he wants to be or what he wants to do. It's just like, I do sort of feel bad for him in a sense, but it's just like, at some point it does click over, like, man, like your decisions have these like consequences downstream, and it is crazy what he's put himself through. Like he's done it to himself. I don't know.
Self-sabotage. There's no doubt about it. And
so to be clear on your side, I know you came out KXNO the next day and kind of cleared it up.
Yeah.
Again, some people still don't quite understand the two-sided approach of the swarm.
Yeah.
We'll lay it out here again. There is a charity side, which is where the average Joe, you know, Tyler Kluver, I go to swarm.com tonight, whatever, and I donate $50. Yeah. My money goes into a pot that feeds the charity. I'm not sure how you describe it, but like the charitable, the players, they sign up or you give them opportunities and they earn that money by doing things.
That's correct. Yes. So iowaswarm.com, if you Venmo or if you just go through the website and you sign up and give $20 a month or $100 a month, or just, hey, $100, here's 20 or $50, as you just mentioned.
Right.
That money will go 80% to football, 10% to women's basketball, 10% to men's basketball. And that will compensate the players that choose to do work for charity. And that's sort of their base. It ends up becoming a base sort of pay for them.
Sure.
And depending upon the year they are in school or however the coach wants to, you know, might suggest that we structure our program, certain players have different opportunities depending on who they are. The reason I set up two separate entities was because, as you might imagine, taxes are important.
Hey, it's tax season. I wish we had a tax sponsor I could insert right here.
Right. And maybe we can work on that.
Let me interject right there. We don't have a tax sponsor, but I do have a race sponsor. It's getting warmer out. Get the running shoes out and sign up for the Damned DSM right now. Come on. Do something good for your body. The Damned DSM is happening in just over 2 months, which conveniently gives you, the listener, the perfect amount of time to train for this beautiful half marathon run in Des Moines. You heard Dallas talk to Kevin and I about his triathlon and how doing something hard, doing something physically challenging can elevate you as a person, help you become more disciplined and motivated in other areas of your life. This is it right here. The half marathon is perfect for that. It's not too far, but it's still challenging enough to push you through two plus months of training. It's starting to warm up outside. Sun's coming out. Our bodies need exercise anyway. Why not use code WASHED, WASHED, for 10% off this run? Grab a buddy or a group of friends who can all keep each other accountable. Hell, I'll give you the training plan. Just DM me. I'll literally give you the running that I'm doing. All you have to do is put in the work. You can run 3 or 4 times a week, and you can train for this thing and complete it. This will be my third time running this route. It's a gorgeous run. It's an incredibly well-run professional event, and you simply won't regret it. You'll feel great once you complete it and cross that finish line. Code WASHED at DammedDSM.com, and you will get to run on race day with a custom HBAM Hawks by a Million commemorative bib that is exclusive to the walk-on listeners. DammedDSM.com right now. Pause the show. Go there. Sign up. Join me. You're going to look at my back the whole time because I'm going to be running like lightning on this race. Or maybe not. Maybe you can challenge me. Try and beat me. And join me on the run June 1st, Damned DSM. Thanks so much. Excited for everybody to run this thing. For all that do sign up and use the code WASHED, I can't wait to meet you on race day. Let's have a blast. Now back to the show.
People want a donation. They want their donation to be tax deductible.
Sure.
And so I set up this special entity, 501c3 public charity, that will allow those folks that go to Iowa Swarm to donate to have a tax deductible donation. Okay. Sure. Now I have this other entity set up that is the Swarm Inc. And it is a for-profit entity, although we have no interest in making profits, but it's a for-profit. And it essentially will hook up certain athletes with corporations and businesses. So the corporation could pay a student athlete to do marketing for them.
Sure.
Do a commercial for them, what have you. And when they do that, they get paid. And so this way, now the corporations, of course, will get a tax deductible expense because it's a marketing expense for them. But mm-hmm. if Tyler Kluver wrote a check to Swarm Inc., it would not be a tax deductible donation because it's a for-profit entity. If you did, so again, it's semantics, but I wanted to make sure that our fans, and especially our bigger donors that may not have businesses to run this through, could get tax deductible donations on one entity versus the other. Caden Proctor had done one commercial for an entity through the Swarm Inc. He had done nothing in the Swarm Collective, where Joe Fan has contributing their money. So he got zero out of that.
Yeah, he was hardly on campus long enough to even get an opportunity.
Right. And then the Swarm Inc., he got paid right before he went off to spring break with his Alabama buddies. And he comes back and he's gone.
But that was
responsible. I'm still in the process of working through whether that the monies he got there are going to be forfeited or kept or whatever. We'll see how that all plays out. But that's essentially what, you know, the long and the short of it.
Right. So those listening, your money, unless you happen to be that business guy, if the business guy is listening, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're talking with Brad.
Oh yeah.
Otherwise, everybody else, your money's safe.
That's right.
Smart by you, Brad. Semantics, you said, but important to have two different routes. It almost inserts a little bit of a gatekeeping situation where that could be. I don't know if the way you've set up the collective is the gold standard. It feels like it maybe should be for all collectives around the country, at least ones that are interested in, I don't know, you know, staying as protected as you could, because this is brought to light, sort of sparked. You know, I saw on huge accounts across social media basically pick this up and say, okay, this right here, this is like the next biggest thing that has happened that really shows the danger of what, you know. So, you know, let's imagine that for some reason Brad Heinrichs is just not a smart guy and set this up poorly, and, you know, all these guys are getting these donations or the fans' money without that having to go through and do the charitable things. And now we've got, legitimately, those Barstool tweets are actually true. And now all of a sudden there's $500,000 worth of Hawkeye Nation's money in a kid's pocket that he just blew $30,000 on a spring break, and he's taking the rest back to Bama. This poses some red flags, Brad, doesn't it? Like, what has this in your world sort of brought to light? And what do you think about that? Where do you guys scramble and now have to, like, oh, we gotta put some more contracts?
What makes you think about is, do you want to backload some of the contracts so that the players had to play games in order to start getting something, right?
Yeah.
And I thought about that. Of course, if they
– players aren't going to love that.
If you do that, the players aren't going to love that, right? Nope. The players are going to be like, wait a minute, that's no good.
Well, from your side, you'd like to backload it as much as possible. And their side, they'd like to front load it as much as possible.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. You know, I've thought that through. I also know that if I do that, then, you know, other collectives will now suddenly have an advantage over us because they don't do it. They don't operate that way. I will say, though, that the way we've got it set up, I think we'll be more immune to the scrutiny of the IRS. If the IRS decides to come sniffing around, if we just had one big collective and we decide we're going to pay a player a certain amount of money.
Yep.
Just out of nowhere for doing basically nothing, then, you know, they may have a hard time, preserving their tax preferred status, which, of course, and if they don't, if they lose it, then all the people who donated, suddenly their donations were not tax deductible when they took a deduction, and they may have consequences, which, you know, could bring about a giant mess. So, it's not perfect at all. NIL is it's continuously evolving. My proposed solution, because you asked me last time, what's the solution? And I kind of looked at you like deer in headlights.
Have you gained ground on that at all?
Yeah, I I've drank a lot of wine since then, and so I've come up with some ideas.
I like that.
And my thought. Well, first of all, like Caitlin Clark, that's sort of what NIL was for, right? You know, State Farm and Nike and
yes, that great example.
she's a perfect, a shining example of what NIL should be.
You got any idea how much? You got any idea how much she's bringing in, by the way?
Do I know?
Yeah, do you know?
I have an idea.
Is it?
I can't tell you if you know.
You could.
I could. I could get sued too, and I, you know, I'm.
Why don't you just blink for how many millions right now? Hey, we'll cut this out. We'll cut
it out. Point at all these beautiful palm tree leaves for how many M's she's making.
I really don't have the answer to that. But
no, I know you probably don't know exactly. I would like to interject into her for a second before we come back to your solution for the NIL and in general, the collectives in general. What do you think about how impressive is it that Caitlin Clark, a 22-year-old, 23-year-old, whatever, some of them are 20, 21, does it dawn on you as a, you know, you're a successful professional that's, you know, past the halfway of being, you know, finding a way in life and setting yourself up and your family and all this stuff. Like, do you ever think about the 20-year-old who now has like $10 million or $5 million? Like, is that crazy to you to think about?
It's crazy to me to think about. Whatever she has, she's earned.
Oh, for sure.
She's talented, no doubt, but she's worked her tail off.
We moved this recording up to 6 o'clock so that we could be done by 7 to watch her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. She's probably, I would say, easily top three most popular athlete in sports right now. I'm going easily top three.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
No doubt.
I don't know who the two people ahead of her might be.
I couldn't.
Kelsey, because he's dating Taylor Swift and maybe Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And I'm putting those two up there because I'm a Chiefs fan. And maybe
and they all have the State Farm sponsorship.
Yeah, right.
And my mother-in-law is a State Farm agent. I can't even get one.
Yeah. So it's amazing what she's accomplished financially. It's even more amazing how she's handling it.
That's what I'm saying, right?
And
hasn't taken a penny from the swarm either. She doesn't need you.
No, she hasn't. She hasn't. And she doesn't necessarily need to, I don't think.
She's leaving
the swarm to her teammates, which I think is pretty cool.
I'm sure the rest of the women's team is very thankful.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's incredible. But
has the women, when people come to you and they're like, I don't know how many of those companies, the organizations, the businesses come to you and they say, we'd like to work with athletes.
Yeah.
Has the women's team in the last year been like a hot commodity? Like, do they want to work with the women's basketball team just as much as the football guys, the basketball?
Yeah. A lot more than before.
Love it.
Way more than before, honestly. Yeah. And you know, I was in Iowa City, gosh, whenever it was, I think it was in the fall for a game. And I think Gabby Marshall was signing autographs down at the Riverside Casino.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to dinner at that Ruthie's Steakhouse, I think they have there, with one of my buddies. And I was blown away by the line of people there to get Gabby Marshall's autograph. And I thought it was great. And she was getting paid through the swarm to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly there is a lot of support for women's basketball. Well, I mean, tonight the place is going to be
crowded.
I can't imagine what it costs on StubHub to buy a ticket.
Grant,
gotta
look it
be up. North of 500. Got to be.
Look it up, Grant. We are 35 minutes away. If we wanted to sneak into Carver right now, what would be what would we have to pull out of our wallet? All right, we'll go back to he finds that. We'll go back to You're drinking some red wine. Maybe
it's about 2:30 right now.
Only 2:30.
30 minutes before game time. You can get it at 2:30.
Probably top row.
This is actually in the parking lot right now.
You have to watch through the window.
Yeah, you get to watch it with Dan Gable. So
I would pay a lot of money to watch with Dan Gable. Maybe not the statue.
We might have an end to getting Gable on the podcast, by the way.
Oh, that would be a terrific podcast.
So stick around, maybe. Episode 800, we'll get Dan on. You're sitting there drinking wine, you're having thoughts, and you're like, wait, I think this might answer some questions for NIL and the collective. What are your thoughts there?
So here's what I think, and I hope this is where we end up. I think that student athletes need to become employees of the athletic department. Okay? And I'm sure they'll form unions and collectively bargain, and they will, you know, each team will have a salary cap, so to speak. Okay. Now, does that mean that the Swarm no longer exists? No. They're still going to be NIL, right? But what I think the additional NCAA rule needs to be is that when they become employees of the university, they sign contracts, okay? So, and I think this goes to the Caden Proctor thing. You know, you sign a contract like you do in the NFL or anywhere else. Let's say it's a one-year contract. Okay, it's a one-year contract. You can't leave.
Right.
You're there. You're there. But from an NIL perspective, I think that they need to – the revenue from TV needs to obviously be shared with the student-athletes. That's what that extra money goes for.
Yes.
But that's part of the salary money that they get.
Yep.
But no longer can have fans donating to NIL to pay student-athletes. Okay. However, getting back to the Caitlin Clark thing, you know, she has her sponsors. You've got State Farm, and you've got Hy-Vee, and you've got Gatorade, you name them all, Bose, and all the other ones, Farmers, whatever it is, right? Those places, their principal business is not paying student athletes.
No.
Right? And so it would seem to me that there should be a rule that student athletes cannot take money from any entity whose business, principal business, is not serving student athletes. So a collective, for example,
sure,
we're serving charities and student athletes,
right?
Essentially, right? And that would wipe out the Swarm collective. The Swarm Inc. side would still exist, and we would have businesses that would come to us and say, hey, we want Gabby Marshall to sign autographs at our casino or wherever, which will bring a whole bunch of people in, and we'll make money because they'll want to gamble and do fun stuff at our eat at our restaurant or whatever else while she's there, and that's worth our money, right? Okay. Yeah. To me, that's beautiful, right? That's actually a win-win situation for the corporation and for the student athlete. That's what NIL is for.
Mm-hmm.
But NIL was not intended for me to go out there with my hat, passing the hat, asking Joe Fan to give me $20 a month. I don't think that's what it was intended when it was, you know, that wasn't the idea originally.
Yeah.
But that's where we are, and that's where we're going to be until the rules change. And I just hope that the Hawkeye Nation understand this and support us while we're moving through the transition.
It's a fair point that you bring up, and it is the one thing, obviously, as a former player, I am like, pay these players. Somehow we came in. So, by the way, our only little NIL nugget that we got or had opportunity to get was NCAA 14, the video game, was the last year. It was my freshman year was the last year that it was available.
Beautiful.
And then that whole thing went down with the guy that played at North Carolina or whatever. And over the years, they finally like got it to where everybody that was ever on that game got like a check in the mail one day.
Beautiful. How much did you get? You remember?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Some guys that were there for like the seniors that had just graduated, they've been on five games.
Oh,
they got like $2,000 or $3,000.
Okay.
I got like $200 or $300.
Okay.
Which I still love. Right. Yeah. Like it's a free $300.
Yeah.
But it's like, even though I got nothing, we got nothing. As a someone, if I just put myself back in that 18-year-old body, I want that kid to be able to make money, right? Yeah. The one thing that has always come up is like, it feels a lot like the fans now have to pay for their athletes, pay for their teams, and that doesn't seem right. And I agree with that. It feels they should have the ability to, if they want to, they could find a way to do it. But you shouldn't have to. The success of your team, the culture of your program, the stability of your coaching staff, and the success should not rely or stand on the legs of, well, our fans just didn't pay enough this year, you know?
Yeah, and I agree with you, but I'll also say that the fans are already, even before this, were paying for seat licenses and
season, right,
and season tickets, and that was paying that revenue was paying for the coaches and the facilities and
you're right,
and the recruiting trips and everything else.
It's a good
now
point.
It's just that that, you know, to I will tell you what I want, what I've been, you know, when I was very unsuccessful and with Gary Barta asking for, and now with Beth Getz, I'm getting some traction, but I haven't got as much as I want yet.
Well, you're probably always going to feel that way.
I know. I'm used to.
But it's good to hear that Beth is a little bit, and maybe we understand that more now. Like Gary was on his way out. He's like, I don't want to mess with this stuff.
Yeah. But what I want is on the season ticket holder renewal form, I want a box that says give $100 per seat to the Swarm.
Yeah.
Recommended, yes. And yeah, $100 times how many tickets or seats do we have?
69,500.
Okay, so we're talking about 6.95 million. Even if half people don't even check it, we're like 3.5 million. We can compete with the big boy, you know, with some of the big boys, with that kind of extra revenue.
Where's the legality hang up within that, or is it because it's there's no way that's just a
there's two problems with it. Problem one, and to me I think they're both, of course, I'm not compliance, I'm not the one that gets beat up if the hammer comes down, but the two issues are one, that if from the athletics department compliance people tell me that Title IX is an issue. If they're collecting money, then they need to spread it evenly between men's sports and women's sports.
Even if it's a football ticket thing?
Yes. Okay.
Isn't that great?
That's number one.
Drake and I are going to have to go to
that. Number two. Yeah, Drake would love that one. Number two, there's another rule that says that the athletic department cannot fund the NIL. Okay. Fair point. So they can't just shuttle us money.
Sure.
Okay? I get that. And of course they said, well, if we take the money and then we write you a check, that's funding the NIL. And of course my response is, well, wait a minute, just give me all the renewals that have the check mark and then I'll take their credit cards independently.
Yeah.
And so the money never goes through your gate. It just comes straight to me.
Yeah. That's bypassable.
And that to me, now granted that doesn't sound administratively fun.
Logistically, that sounds like a nightmare, but
for $6 million,
you'll do it.
We'll find a way.
Yeah, I'll come.
I'll add people to do that, to run this stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, to take that kind, you know, because we're just cranking revenue continuously.
That sounds like you could bypass it. The first one.
Tougher.
The first one's tougher. And that's what you wake up every day and you're trying to figure out how to fight and get
but
around.
But that's also, you know, those are the people that we need to reach. You know, got, think about, have I told you how many season ticket holders we have that are members of the Swarm?
No.
Guess. I'll let you get fun game. Guess.
Football season ticket holders. How many season ticket holders are there? Is it 30,000?
I think it's less than that.
20,000?
Probably in there.
And how many of them are members of the Swarm?
Correct.
Oh, man. Is it going to make me sad?
Probably.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
And this is because they won't just give you the season holder ticket list, will they?
I've tried to get that.
They still won't give it to you?
I haven't gotten it yet.
What's the rule on that? Is that because the university is scared to infringe on the privacy of like giving the contact info out?
Yeah,
that's such horseshit, Brad. You don't have to say it. I'll say it for you. That is horseshit. Those people are donors for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, 20,000 maybe around there total. I don't know. 1,000 of them.
A little over 400.
Oh no. Okay. Well.
What?
Right? I mean, that's the part that makes me think I'm doing a horrible job.
I've
got to do better at getting to these people somehow. We advertise on our logos on the – we pay to have our logo on the Jumbotron or whatever. We'll have a commercial with Kirk every now and again during the game that says –
how much is that? We got to get the walk-on logo up there.
Hey. Can we afford – oh, for you guys? Oh, for sure. With your budget, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
And they'd probably, Yeah, we probably get more season ticket holders if they knew that was.
Well, we've been through trying to promote the university and its product and its teams before, and we've run into some pretty.
Yeah,
I've gotten to talk to a lot of the people in administration and in compliance and licensing that I never thought I would. So that's fun.
You get it. Yeah, no, and I will tell you that the new regime, you know, Beth is really working hard for us to try to help us. I've been nothing but impressed with her efforts so far. She comes to our tailgates. She's, you know, every chance she gets, she'll acknowledge us, and she understands the importance of NIL. But, you know, point of the matter is, though, is that we have to do a better job of tapping into the season ticket holders if we're going to be successful.
Yeah.
Until the rules all change, whenever that is.
And that brings me to my next question. A big one that I had for you is, how much have you in this process talked to other people in your situation where, hey, I'm at Oregon State and I'm running the collective. I'm at NC State and I'm running the collective here. How much dialogue have you had, if any, with other collective leaders? I don't know what you would call it.
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times it's just a event session where people will complain about what their issues are. But I've had a lot of them reach out to me, you know, from a structural standpoint, because we're structured differently. And I think I don't mind helping some of these other folks out.
Sure. Not Iowa State, but.
No, absolutely not. No.
But like it's a weird game too, right? Because it's like, okay, you guys are all trying to figure it out. You have those vent sessions. Maybe you're in a group text with like 10 other collective leaders, and you're like, has anybody encountered this issue and a way around it?
Right.
But in the same vein, if they give you an answer without knowing, you could literally be giving them an answer on a way to make the swarm better, in which we get a player 5 years from now that could have gone to their school. It's such a weird interconnected world.
It really is. But, you know, say, for example, North Carolina, those guys called me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I asked them, hey, you get the season ticket holder information? Oh, yeah, that's the first thing they gave me whenever I started this. You know, and I'm like, you know.
No.
And I probably shouldn't call them out specifically, but that's the kind of thing, you know. When you're trying to run this, right, everybody has pride in what they do, right? You guys have pride. You guys have one of the best podcasts in the world, I would imagine you even know the numbers, but for Iowa sports, is there a bigger podcast than yours? Probably not.
We do not.
I've been on before. I had no idea what an honor it is to be on your podcast.
Yeah. You're right. It is.
In any event. But point of the matter is that some of these other schools, we're in competition, but I also have sympathy because they're going through some of the same challenges.
Exactly.
And, I want to help them to an extent because then they might help me. But sharing some information like, hey, they get this from their athletics and their compliance doesn't have a problem with it. So that makes me go to our compliance people and say, hey guys.
Yeah. Like, you know, you can bring, it's like this is a freaking courtroom. It's like, hey, I have precedent here.
Yes.
Which, you know, you've got 3 years worth of precedent. It's not a lot, but, wow, that's a lot to handle. How do you, you're still working your day job?
Yeah. Yep.
So do you sleep?
Yeah, not as much as I'd like. I probably work. I mean, I'm just constantly working, you know?
Yikes.
And the swarm stuff is actually a nice diversion from the actuarial world. This may come as a surprise to you, but, in my actuarial job, and I'm pretty popular in the actuarial. I mean, I'm a big deal in the actuarial space, guys. I mean, I don't know if you know that or if you've researched me. I mean, like, I'm a real big deal in the actuarial world.
When I've done all my actuarial.
Yeah, I know. Your
name comes up.
Yeah, it does a lot. I know. kidding aside, point of what I was going to say is I don't get this much attention on social media for my actuarial position as
not
I do.
Not at all. No.
I mean, when Proctor announces he's leaving,
you're the most popular guy in the family.
The most unpopular guy.
Well, that's
I was the reason he left, according to a lot of people.
Wow.
You know, and then and Heinrichs let the guy steal all everybody's money. Now, he wasn't watching the store. Caden, you know, took his bag of money and took off, and you know, and I'm just sitting there going, "Oh my god!"
I wasn't worried at all because I know that we have you behind the wheel, and like to be honest, you were talking about the IRS earlier and like them getting involved, and I'm like, I feel like we're pretty bulletproof with Brad Heinrichs behind the steering the ship here.
Well, I'm trying, guys. It's a labor of love, as you completely understand.
Yeah.
You know, not perfect, but we're working hard. Jane Oswald's fantastic to work with, and I think we're gaining traction, and the portal is open for men's basketball now, and women's basketball. So you know, you're asking me about my two jobs, you know, running the Swarm and running my actuarial firm. You know, I'm amazed at these coaches now. Like Lisa Bluder, I'll give you one. Lisa Bluder is going to play in 20 minutes, right?
Yep.
I was on the phone with her twice today about portal, about a portal girl.
You had two calls with Lisa Bluder today
to get a portal girl to visit, and you know, and I'm talking to her agent. I talked to him twice when I was in Vegas, and once today. Texted him yesterday, and we're trying to get this girl to come visit.
Hell yeah. Which, by the way, how about Addison Deal, 5-star recruit, got her? Come on now.
And this girl that we're gonna that we're trying to get to visit in the portal is
real deal.
Yes, high accolades.
How much money do we? How much money do we got to pay Chad Greenway's daughter? Huh? My God, can we get Madden on the team?
Wouldn't that be great? But do you think Madden needs money? I would bet you NIL is not going to be a deciding factor in her recruitment. That's just my hunch.
I don't either. How could you not go be a Hawkeye when your parents were Hawkeyes, right?
Well, I'll tell you this. There's two sides to that. My kid was doing it was being recruited a bit, and I will tell you,
golfer.
No, he was playing basketball, and then he decided not to anymore. Didn't want to play in college, but in the early stages, he was being recruited and had an unofficial at Iowa, and you know, and I thought really hard about that, and I ultimately came down. And thought, you know, if he went to Iowa and didn't like it for whatever reason, that might taint my allegiance and view towards the school.
Yeah.
So I'm actually happy that he's probably not going to go to Iowa.
There is
that keeps my love unblemished, so to speak.
I get it. As a parent now, before we knew the gender of little Kinley, I was like, if it's a boy. I started to have these little these thoughts of like, okay, someday he might want to play football.
Yep.
And if he plays football and he's like, okay, and doesn't get my height genetics, like what if he's good? And like, is he going to feel like he needs to go to Iowa? Cause you start to get these parental feelings that are totally like, oh, I don't care where he goes.
You just want him
to be happy. Right. So hopefully Madden feels like she'll be happy in the black and gold, but
I hope so too. But you know, I will understand if she wants to make her own way somewhere else. That totally makes sense.
Well, that's the other thing is you're fighting these 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. And when you're that age, as we've seen with Caden Proctor, you kind of feel like you got it all figured out. And if you want to go make your own name and make your own path, that can be a thing that is enticing for kids. It's like, my mom and dad played at Iowa. I don't want to live in their shadow.
Well, look at Luke Lachey.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, his dad is the voice of Ohio State.
Yeah.
Played at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Played in the NFL. And where does Luke Lachey go?
A great example. Tight end U, right?
He went to tight end U. Right. Exactly. So
it's a good example. No, you're right.
And you don't fault Luke Lachey for doing that, right?
No.
Now, I'm not trying to make the case for it. Don't get me wrong. I want her to be a Hawk too, but
walk-ons can throw in a couple bucks, like literally a couple dollars.
Awesome.
You make a great point though. These coaches, I don't know how they do it. I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's another wrinkle that they didn't have to deal with before. And
it's forced some coaches out of the business.
Right. And
Saban, you know, Saban said it.
Tyler Barnes. Oh yeah, Saban for sure. Tyler Barnes, his job, he doesn't have to go recruit high school. He's recruiting high school kids. He's recruiting portal kids.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, he's recruiting his own team.
Yeah.
Because, you know, being in the insider in Iowa football now, I'll tell you that during the season, while we're playing, these other programs are reaching out to our players and offering them money to come to leave to go to their school.
That's aggravating, honestly.
Is it not? And so, you know, once the season's over, then, you know, the agents are all, you know, all up. And the other thing too is, you know, you'll get a call from an agent, and agents say, well, you know, how much are you going to pay so-and-so next year? Because this other school here is offering X.
Yeah. And you don't know their seriousness.
And I don't know if that's garbage or not.
Right.
Right. And then of course I've got to find out, well, how bad do we want to keep this kid?
Oh,
how bad do we really need him to stay?
That's such a dirty game, Brad. Oh my God.
That's how this works.
It's so annoying.
And so we're having to deal with, I'm having to deal with that. I'm just giving you the reality of the college landscape.
Grant, we're going to pivot from a podcast and we're going to become college sport agents.
Fine with me. I'll text Searles after this. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me tell you, what's really bad is that some of these agents are getting 20%.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I know this for a fact.
NFL agents get 3.
I know. Yeah. College kids don't know any better.
Oh,
and what's even worse is that, and I'll tell these agents and I'll tell these kids this, you're going to get the same money out of the swarm, whether you have an agent or not.
Jesus.
Okay.
I'm going to throw up, Brad.
Yeah. Really. And so these kids are just getting ripped off.
I
feel terrible for them.
Do you see this? We'll leave it here. Do you see this, employee of the school or however you put that? Do you see these changes happening soon? Does someone like you ever hear from the NCAA?
Hear from the NCAA, there's usually a problem.
Right.
it's kind of like hearing from the IRS. You really don't want them to pay, you know, to provide assistance to you, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're gonna come in and provide assistance.
And the answer to your question, I think, is, you know, when is this gonna happen? And I don't have any idea.
To worry about it.
What I see is proposed legislation that usually is half-cocked most of the time, makes no sense. Someone didn't really think all this through. And, you know, if I only had one, if this was my only job, I would probably try to, because I have some political, clout.
Aspirations, maybe. You're going to be president?
No, I've got clout. I work with governments. So
sure.
I've worked with federal government, state governments, local governments. I would probably be pretty involved in trying to get this thing fixed, and maybe someday I will if it's still broken.
Well, hey,
I'm no longer doing my
actuarial firm.
But once I'm done with the actuarial firm, then I'll maybe spend more time on this, but trying to fix this. But it's as it stands right now, it's a mess, and I don't see it changing real soon. Until then, if we want to be good, if we want to win championships,
IowaSwarm.com.
And let's just say, last thing, look at our football team, our defense.
Oh,
are those guys coming back without an NIL program? Zero chance. I'm not trying to say they're mercenaries. They're not that.
No.
They're getting offers to play elsewhere. Many of them are getting offers to play elsewhere for more money.
I would love to know.
Lot more money.
Oh, God.
And they love the culture here. They're satisfied with the NIL program, satisfied enough with the NIL program. I'm wanting to make it, you know, I want to make it so that it's an absolute slam dunk. That's
continually getting better.
But I can't do it alone. I need the help of the Hawkeye Nation. And so
that brings to light the thing that I think is evergreen in college, major college sports. And it's like, and it's something that coaches put at the forefront of the program is like, you recruit the right people and it will pay off. And it seems like that is more important than ever.
It really is.
I'm going to do my thing now where I say, hey, Grant, you got any good questions for Brad before we let him go?
No, this is the good part.
Oh, well, I want to hear about Powerade, the new deal going on. So is that like, can I drink Swarm Powerade now? Or like, how did this all come to be?
So Atlantic Bottling Company out of, I guess it's Des Moines area. So they're going to be making Powerade and I believe eventually putting the Swarm label on it. There's still a few hoops I think to go through, but you know, obviously the goal will be to get it in the football facility. You've had a few Powerades, I think, at the facility, Tyler. Yeah.
There was a Powerade, fountain in our old locker room, actually.
I believe it. Yeah. And so we're going to get a piece of the proceeds of all the Powerade sold.
Love it.
In the state of Iowa. Again, I'm trying to get as much passive income into this as I possibly can. That's less money I have to beg for.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what's going to happen. Ultimately, the goal is Powerade this year and then maybe the Coca-Cola products next year.
Oh, okay.
We also have Swarm Water coming out probably in the next few months.
You guys.
So Tyler, it's you don't just have to be an alcoholic.
I'm in on the Swarm Water, Brad.
It's going to compete with Smart Water. Hawkeye fans are already smart. They don't need to become smarter by drinking the Smart Water.
Yeah, they need to
drink the Swarm Water.
I should have led with this, Brad. The walk-ons did come out with a competitive beer in the space.
I saw that. And you know what? I had it and I enjoyed it.
And we don't want to take away people's donations to the Swarm, but we also donate to the Children's Hospital. So you can choose whatever you feel. If you want to donate to the kids or the bigger kids, it doesn't matter.
How about
someday?
This? Drink twice as much.
Yeah, just drink double.
Drink the walk-ons back pocket beer.
Yep.
And then drink the Swarm beer.
And someday, maybe it'll take us a lot longer than Brad and the Swarm, but maybe that beer could be sold in Kinnick alongside the Swarm. That'd be cool.
I love it.
Brad, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. It's a beautiful backdrop there. It's a real honor. I didn't know it before, but I know it now. This is a big deal.
A lot of fans listen. I'm sure you'll get a couple ats or tweets. If you love Brad and you love that he's at the forefront of our Swarm Collective, shoot him a tweet and mention that you love the episode when this comes out. But we really do appreciate it. I think it helps to clear up a lot of the, you know, there's just not a lot of places. I suppose maybe that's what we're good for nowadays is, you know, you can go on KXNO for 15 minutes or a half hour.
Yeah.
But you can make a tweet, you can come out with a statement, but a 55-minute conversation like this where people get to, you know, ride their Peloton or mow the yard or whatever it is, it helps clear up a lot, and I think hopefully it helps people buy in too.
Thank you.
So thank you guys for listening. Another episode of the podcast. We'll be back again. I don't know if this is a Monday or Thursday episode. I guess it's a Monday episode, so we'll be back on Thursday. Hopefully in 6 minutes when the Hawks tip off, we get a W against West Virginia. We'll talk to you guys next time. Till then. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.